Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at Brett Allegri Wood's article, Scaling AI from Pilot to Company-Wide Adoption.
And if you've run a successful AI pilot and then watched it quietly stall before it reached anyone else, this one is for you.
The opening argument is blunt. Most AI pilots fail to scale not because the technology breaks, they fail because the organization around the technology does.
Which sounds obvious when you say it out loud. But I think most business owners genuinely believe the opposite. They think if the tool worked in one team, it'll just spread.
And Brett lists five patterns that repeat constantly. The pilot succeeds, but no one owns it afterward. The team moves on and leaves no process behind. Leadership celebrates the win, but never funds the next phase.
Those first three are brutal because they're so common. You get the win, you get the applause, and then 6 months later, nobody can quite remember how it worked.
Right. Then there are two more. Privacy and data security didn't scale with the solution, and maintenance was forgotten. So what Brett calls prompt drift crept in.
Prompt drift. I want to park on that for a second, because I hadn't heard that term before reading this article. What is it exactly?
So the idea is that a workflow that performs perfectly at launch gradually degrades. Business language changes, processes shift, your data changes around the AI. Without scheduled reviews, accuracy quietly erodes, and staff quietly lose confidence in the tool.
Without anyone noticing until it's already a problem.
Exactly. And Brett's fix is a scheduled maintenance review. He even suggests putting a 90-day checkup in the calendar before you deploy anything new. Prompt drift does not wait for a convenient moment, as he puts it.
That's a practical detail. Not just review it sometimes. An actual date in the calendar before the deployment even happens.
The article also reframes what scaling AI actually means, because it's not about adding more tools. It's about getting more of the right results consistently across different teams with different data by different people.
And Brett defines three things that tell you it's working. Consistency, the same quality outcomes regardless of which team runs the process. Transparency, everyone knows what the AI is doing and why. And confidence, staff trust the results because they helped build them.
That last one matters a lot. If your team doesn't trust the output, they'll quietly work around it.
So how do you actually move from a pilot to something that travels across the business? Because that's the gap most owners get stuck in.
The first step is capturing what made the pilot work. Brett gives five questions to put to your pilot team. What worked and why? What training made it easy to adopt? What data or process changes were needed? What feedback did users give? And what privacy checks were applied?
That fifth question about privacy is interesting because it gets dropped constantly. Everyone focuses on whether the AI performed well. Not many people document whether the data handling held up.
And that feeds into a bigger point the article makes. As your AI footprint grows, so does your data responsibility. Before expanding to any new department, you need to confirm three things: that you have permission to use the data for that purpose, that you're protecting it consistently across all systems, and that there's clear accountability for compliance and access control.
He uses a good line here. Scaling without consistent data security is like driving a sports car without brakes. It feels fast until something goes wrong.
Once the pilot lessons are documented, the next move is turning them into a repeatable framework, a one-page playbook covering goals and metrics for each new department, who owns what, a training plan built before go live, a data readiness checklist, and a maintenance schedule.
One page, not a 40-slide deck.
One page is enough to start, and the training piece is key. The article makes the point that confidence built before a bad first experience is adoption. Confidence built after a bad first experience is damage control.
That's a real distinction. The pilot team got to experiment and learn. The next wave doesn't have that luxury. They'll form their opinion very quickly.
So before you expand, Brett suggests running through five honest questions. Is there a clear business case for each new use, not just enthusiasm? Is the data clean and secure? Have results been documented in a format other teams can follow without coaching? Is the next team motivated with leadership support? And is there a maintenance plan in place?
Five yeses and you move. Anything less? Fix the gap first.
As the article puts it, clarity today saves chaos tomorrow.
What's the one thing you'd pull out for someone listening to this on their commute right now?
Run a pilot debrief this week. Sit down with a team that made it work and document what they did in enough detail that someone else could repeat it without asking for help. That document is your launchpad.
For me, it's the 90-day maintenance date. Put it in the calendar now, before the next deployment, not after something starts going wrong.
The full article is at anabu.ai. There are checklists and frameworks in there you can use directly.
And if you want this working inside your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit over there as well. Good place to start.
Thanks for listening.